Sinchi. So a big welcome and a warm welcome to Didi Namaleth. Is there anyone here that doesn't know her? Anyone who doesn't know her? You all know her? Okay, so you know that out of a million Brahmins in the world, she is one of a very small handful that Baba mentions in the Mali. So out of a million, roughly a million Brahmins around the world, she's one of the small handful that Baba talks about in the Mali. So tonight she's going to share with us some secrets on how she's claimed this amazing title of God mentioning her in the Sakha Malis. So she'll share that, and also the Aviyak Malis, you remember from a few weeks ago, the 81 Malis, a lot, when she was based in Australia. So she'll share how she's claimed that blessing, and how we can too also claim the blessing of being those with honest and clear intellect. And so she's going to share, and then there'll be time at the end to ask questions if you'd like to. Okay, thank you. So welcome, Didi.
Om Shanti. Baba loves all children, and all children also love Baba. So Baba says, you are the jewels of my eyes, and in your heart, in your eyes, in your mind is Baba only. And we love Baba because Baba is giving us so much. He opens his treasures to us. And by giving us his unlimited treasures, he is making us like himself. But when we come to Baba, our stage is number wise. Some are having sattu sanskar, some rajo, some tamo. So Baba inspires us to make effort. And the first and foremost, Baba advises us, be soul conscious. It's a very simple thing. And everybody understands. Even small child, he will understand I am a soul. Because parents or teachers, alaukik teachers, they teach, you are a soul, you are sitting here, etc. So one thing is knowing. Another thing is being soul conscious. And not only being, but being constantly soul conscious. And that needs lots of efforts. So as much as we are soul conscious, naturally we are detached from body. Not only body, detached from laukik grass, laukik relatives, friends, and alaukik family. Many times it happens, we become detached from laukiks, but we get attached to alaukiks. Or some remain so much attached to laukiks that it takes a long time. You find to be soul conscious, to observe purity much, much easier than to observe detachment. I know most of the Brahmins, once they realize that this is Baba's direction and we must become pure, instantly they become pure. Some may have to struggle for a while to even have purity in mind. But we find that the most of the people find it very difficult to be detached because it's a very subtle. Dependence is very subtle. And we are so much used to depend on human beings, human support, that it becomes difficult to be totally detached. So unless we are detached from body and relations, we can't have deep love for Baba. We sing, Baba, you are mine and I am yours. We sing. But unfortunately, we don't become that. And so what we need to do is become completely detached from body and body consciousness, especially once there is body consciousness, vices will be there. So purer the soul is, deeper the love is, naturally they are close to Baba. Because soul consciousness, love for Baba will help us to have good remembrance. And good remembrance will make us pure and powerful. So the first quality that we need to be sitting on heart throne of Baba is deep love for Baba, complete purity. Second thing is, because whoever sits on the heart of Baba throne, heart throne of Baba, will sit on the golden aged throne. And so we need all royal sanskars. Right from Brahman life. Because from Tamo we have to become Rajo to Sato and Sato Pradhan. From almost 0 degree we have to become 16 celestial degrees complete in order to be world sovereign. So naturally, a slow effort maker and coming from Kaliyugi sanskar may take long time to reach that stage. And so sometimes some souls are fighting until the end to become completely pure and 16 celestial degrees complete. So what we need to do is see that we have reached that egoless, viceless, an incorporeal stage. Because that's what Baba inspired us to be, like himself. Next is, we have to be very obedient. Because who will be loved by parents? Obedient, faithful, loyal. Such child will be loved by Laukik father also. And so I had to see, to sit on the heart throne of Baba, I had to be obedient. In the West, usually we are taught, be independent, make your decision, don't listen to parents, don't listen to your teacher, you make up your own mind. So Manmath is Lord, and to give Manmath may be a bit difficult. And so what we need to do is, we have to obey the disciplines or maryadas that Baba has given us. And first and foremost, maryada Baba gives us, wake up at Amrit Vela. And not only just wake up, but see that I am having good yoga. Not like bhakti that I wake up because that is what Baba is saying, but wake up with love. Have good concentration and not sleepy yoga or as a ritual. The second maryada Baba says is attend Murli every day or listen to Murli or read Murli every day. So I should have that love for Murli. Third maryada is be karma yogi. Maintain yoga all the time. Whilst doing activities, remember me. Next is we should not allow waste thought, waste or negative thoughts, words, action. So naturally we have to pay a lot of attention because our sanskars are such deep that we are used to do all these things and we are not able to control ourselves. And we think it is normal to think whatever we want. Or even during Amrit Vela, we might be planning service or just churning yarn or repeating some mantra. Because in bhakti, we chant Ram, 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 Ram. In jnana, we may chant Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. I am a peaceful soul. Or churning jnana. So Baba says, yes, it's good to churn jnana or repeat Murli or revise Murli, etc. But at the same time, our aim should be from churning yarn, chit-chat to go to subtle angelic stage to incorporeal. So our yoga practice, we should try to see that our mind goes from one stage to another stage to third stage. Like that, in a second, give order. Come on, let me go to subtle region, I should be able to go. Give mind order, I want to go to incorporeal world, I should be able to go there. So that's where we need to practice deeper and deeper yoga to absolve our vikarmas and to change our sanskars. So that's what Baba says, be constant yogi, easy yogi. So our practice should be like that. Also, hear no evil, see no evil, talk no evil, think no evil, do no evil, etc., Baba says. So before we come into action, we have to see that we are not performing any sinful karma. And because sometimes some people have nature of being angry, so they will just get angry. Say, I didn't mean to hurt you, but I'm sorry. So not to say sorry after doing something, but pay attention that our words we are speaking are royal, like jewels of knowledge, like flowers or gems. Because deities, no? They speak sweetly, softly, gently, and not shout and scream and react. So I had to imbibe that sanskar also right from here, royal sanskar. Then Baba says, before going to sleep, check your chart. Don't borrow money from anyone. So all these maryadas, do service through thoughts, words, actions. And many times Baba says, I love serviceable children. So naturally, not only that we have to study jnana and have good yoga, but we have to have good dharana and good service. So all the four subjects, we have to pay attention. Whichever service we can do. If you can't give jnana, at least do karma yoga. If you don't get karma yoga, at least mansa yoga. Service through mind, powerful yoga. So that's what is obedient, faithful love for Baba and have complete faith in Baba. Baba's knowledge, Baba's system, have full faith and loyal, just as a loyal wife or loyal dog will not leave master, will follow master and do everything that master suggests. So we have to be also loyal, only one Baba in our intellect and no one else. Next thing that we have to see, that we have surrendered everything to Baba. Body, mind, wealth. Our body should be used for Baba's service. Our mind used for Baba's service. Our words should be used for Baba's service. So naturally we have to give completely I and mind. Surrendering I and mind is difficult. Because just to say, I love Baba, I am here for Baba's service, etc., it's one thing. But really use everything according to Baba's Srimat. Not use Manmat. Because if I won't surrender my mind, naturally, I will follow the dictates of my own mind rather than Baba's direction. So that's where I have to see, I have given up I and mine. Everything is Baba's. And Baba most of the time says, I love poor people. Because for poor people, it's easy to surrender. For mothers, it's easy to be obedient and surrendered. But for rich people, it's not easy. Because they are too busy with their business and parties and meetings, etc. So I had to see that I am using my everything in a worthwhile way, not for lockets, not for my pleasure, but Baba's service. So we need to have total disinterest in the world. Because unless there is disinterest, I'll spend my time, money, energy on all the things. For example, if I'm interested to buy a car, naturally, my thoughts are also which is a good quality car, which is a good color, where can I buy, you know. Anything I want to buy, my mind will be wandering in that direction. So any interest I have in this laukik world, naturally I will not be able to focus my mind on Baba or Baba's service. So that's why I need total disinterest to have deep yoga. And naturally spirituality means simplicity. So I have to see, is my life so simple? Or is my life complicated or Baba many times says fashion. Spending time in buying new dresses, latest fashion, having hairstyle. So spending time, money, energy in beauty saloon, etc. So I had to have simple life. So not just wear whites in Madhuban, and not also all the time wear whites in your job, because naturally you are in a society, so those who are working, they will need to be looking normal, but not all the time looking at which is the latest fashion. And trying to buy latest models. So Baba says those who sit on my heart throne will be becoming world sovereign or at least silver aged king or royal subject. So I need to see whether I have royalty. Because my everything should be royal. And royalty means speak softly, gently, and whatever is essential. As you must be knowing, royal people like Queen Elizabeth, how much she has to follow the royal system. She can't mix with ordinary subject. Even royal people, if they want to go to movie, they had to see that they have booked long in advance and they are getting balcony seat where they are having special attention by staff, etc. They can't just last minute decide, I want to go here and go there. Even their speech is written beforehand there to just speak those things. They can't go out of context. So their every activity is royal. The speaking, behavior, the way they had to walk. Because many times in early days, Dadi used to make everybody to walk in a royal manner on the stage and show others how Lakshmi and Narayan should be walking. Because nowadays we are almost all time hurry, run, 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 race, 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 and making noise, speaking loudly whilst walking or making the sound of shoes so that everybody knows you are coming. Because many times, no, by the sound of shoes also family member will know who is coming. Which family member is coming. So making sound whilst eating, drinking cup of hot tea. Because sometimes, you know, some people are talking during meals, sitting in a, even in classroom, we have to see that we are sitting in a royal manner. Because, you know, sometimes some people will sit in the class lying down like that, not sitting straight, or while sitting on the floor, they will have their legs stretched. So that's where we have to see that we are sitting like a royal people, dressed like a royal people, and that's why our dress is so maryadayukt. Not sleeveless dress or short skirt or paint or whatever it is. So that is not royal. That's why we find, no, even our retreat center, when in summer we have to specially mention, come in a proper dress, no sleeveless, no shorts, etc. And naturally, because sometimes in a modern males, no, they may have these buttons open of the shirt or something. So we usually say that, no, wear proper dress. And as you know, we are having full sleeves, blouses, or kurta, pajama, etc., which is royal. So sitting royally, eating royally, speaking royally, walking royally, etc. Because many times, at least in early days when I was in London in 70s, people would be running in the street eating their apple, or in the train they will be eating apple, or driving also and eating something. So that's what is not royal, because you should not be eating while moving around in the house. Sit down, eat at regular time in a proper dining table. So that's what we have to see, that we have to adopt those royal sanskars and love for silence, solitude. Because to have good yoga, naturally we should have love for solitude. Some people, they're so much used to keep themselves busy. As soon as they are free, they will either ring their friends. Nowadays it's very easy to communicate with the friends. Open the Facebook, social media, WhatsApp, etc. So as soon as they are free, they will start playing with their computer or iPad or phone or whatever it is. May not be radio or television nowadays so much popular as social media. So that's where we have to see when we are free, use that time for Baba's remembrance and not chit-chat with friends or visiting friends, socializing with others, attending all the functions and celebrations, etc. So we have to see that we love solitude and silence, not talk all the time, being more introvert. Because to have good yoga, we have to be introvert. So I have to see that I am using my everything in a worthwhile way to create my fortune, not because it is Baba's direction. But Baba is giving us understanding that more you do so, you are creating your fortune. Use everything in a worthwhile way. So as much as we are able to follow Baba's directions, because in each Baba's murli, Baba is giving us direction. And those directions are not just to listen to, because most of us we say, oh, I enjoy listening murli. But after listening murli, churn gyan, become the embodiment of Baba's teaching. That should be my real aim. And that's what I should see, that am I really jnani atma? That not only I have knowledge, but I have implemented that knowledge in my practical life. Not that I am just a yogi for the name's sake, but I am constant yogi. So as much as I follow all this Baba's direction, naturally Baba will love me. And paying attention to my efforts, because we may not have natural sanskars of royalty, purity, simplicity, etc. But if I have that clear aim that I want to become Baba Saman, naturally I'll follow Baba at each step. Not compare myself with any other soul, but I have to follow Baba. Just check myself, what's the difference between Baba's stage and my stage? What am I missing? And making effort in that direction. And to go fast, naturally, I had to make my efforts intense but not become tense and uptight. Remain relaxed but make intense effort. And not only just have yoga, but have flying stage. Because Sangam Yuga, Baba says, is always ascending, stage of ascending. But ascend also, especially those who came last, Baba says, go fast in order to become first. So naturally, I have to make such efforts that I am flying. I'm not grounded all the time. Because any attachment, any bondage will pull me down. And so I have to see that I have broken my all bondages. And I am flying. Bondages can be of the laukic relations, laukic responsibility. So make everything laukic into alaukic. Never consider it's my family, my responsibility. They're Baba's children, Baba's responsibility. So look after your laukic responsibility, but always have instrument consciousness. And those who have bondage, Baba always says, break your bondages through yoga power or through service. More you have yoga, more you do service, you'll find that you are able to clear those bondages. So you have to see that you are following each and every direction of Baba. And as you have seen, Baba's recent Murlis, especially Avyakta Revised Course Murlis, they are so deep and giving us such good and making our efforts in a simple and easy manner. Understanding everything in a spiritual way. That I had to really see that follow those only in a practical life, not just listen and enjoy, but give yourself aim every week or every day as what attention you are going to pay, what efforts you are going to make, and having that clear aim and making direct efforts in those directions, I'm sure you can sit on Baba's heart throne and naturally reach your goal of being world sovereign. Because our aim is to become world sovereign. So the thing is, we should never forget our aim. Because sometimes we are so much caught up in laukic job or laukic study or alaukic service that we don't pay attention to self. So balance of self-service, world-service, balance of laukic and alaukic, balance of body and soul. If you are making that effort, I'm sure all of us can reach that stage of sitting on Baba's heart throne. Om Shanti. Now, will you please give the mic for people who want to ask question?
Om Shanti. Didi Baba remembers you a lot in the Murli. And there must be a story.
Closer?
There must be a story that you could share with us about what happened at the beginning and what effort you've been making, that Baba really, really has his eyes on you. It's no doubt that you're in his heart, and it's no doubt that it's because you have a clear intellect and your class is very clear. But can you share with us the story of the beginning, how you came and what happened that touched Baba's heart?
Om Shanti. But at the moment, I have aim to be constantly in yoga. Because this is the first thing that Baba said, and this is the last thing we achieve. So naturally we had to be having that aim and attention all the time. I remember even when we asked Dadi Gulzar, are you still making any effort? And Dadi says, yes, I had to pay attention on my meditation that I'm constantly meditating. So the thing is, we had to make all these efforts. But for my personal effort from beginning, I would say that fortunately I had many of these qualities that Baba is mentioning, because these are the Murlis of 65 to 69 or 64 to 69, and I came in Gyan only in end of December of 62. And for me, I was fortunate that I had most of these qualities apart from loving. Deep love for God I didn't have. I had love for God, but not deep love. And I had love for everybody, but I was quite strict and expected everybody to be like me. That's what happens, no? When you are obedient, faithful, loyal, you expect everybody to be like that or renunciate, etc. So that only I had to make effort to be more soft and gentle and loving and accepting each other as they are. Because if we don't accept each other as they are, naturally we can be judgmental or critical or bit negative towards them. So that's what I had to work on myself. But fortunately, Baba was, when I came to Gyan, Baba says, this is Mama's flower, because I took Gyan when Mama was in Mumbai. And Baba used to say, this is ready-made flower. Or in other words, I had most of these royal qualities. And as most of the people, most of the ladies in India, what they do, they're very obedient. They have to first obey to their parents, then husband, then children. So that is like ingrained in Indian women, that you have to be obeying your all these people, obey the gurus, obey the husband, etc. So I think that is what most of the Indians have. Most of the Indians have bhavna for religion, God, guru, etc. So that was not big deal for me. But as I said that, at least in my Laukik family, we never expressed love in a physical way. Never hugging anybody or kissing anybody or even holding hands of anybody, etc. So, we didn't express in West, what is it? They have to say, I love you. Then only people understand that you love them. Whereas in India, we never have that sort of a system of parents, even at least in my Laukik family, never kissing or hugging or holding hand, etc. even now I don't like anybody to touch me. Huh? Because many times people think, oh, you are old, so they try to hold my hand whilst walking or whilst climbing or whilst descending the steps. Said, no need for me. I may go slowly, I may hold rails, but not hold somebody's hand. So I think for me, this easy jnana was really easy because I had detachment from body, bodily relations. My parents also, or brothers, sisters, all were detached from each other. And we got love from family. And I had, in my young age, seen many movies, went to many drama theaters, many concerts, music concerts, done everything. Every holiday, family used to go for holiday to some hill station like Mahabaleshwar, Matheran, Devlali, Nasik, Pune, etc. So, in school holidays, college holidays, we were never in Mumbai. So that's way I had everything in my life. All comforts. Even in 60s, my Laukik family had 2 cars, 3-4 servants, etc. So the thing was, there was no desire from childhood. There was a sort of a simple life. Even in my college and university and all, they knew how simple I was. So the thing is, for me, most of these things were very easy. Apart from naturally, we have to have efforts to become soul conscious all the time or remind, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am soul. And that I had to sit in a yoga, and in that sort of a thing I was disciplined, accurate in study, etc. So even when I started going to class for Raj Yoga, and when I started attending morning Morli, I used to travel 3-4 hours, 45 minutes, 1 hour and 45 minutes to reach center. But after traveling so much, I was usually amongst first 5 students that used to come to center. So there was that regularity, punctuality, discipline, etc. in my life. Honesty also, Laukik life also. I had all these qualities. So it was easy for me once I had this faith, that this is truth, this is God, then it was so easy for me to follow this lifestyle. Om Shanti. Any other question? Your margin for 1 question.
Didi, can you just share the first time when Baba said that you were honest? He gave you that title.
I think what happened was, I'm not sure whether he said it because that had happened, but I remember what happened, that I was traveling with group from Mumbai to Madhuban. And at that time, I was like a teacher or center in charge, and there were about 8 or 10 BKs coming to Madhuban with me. and I was staying in Kandivali, which is a suburb about 1 hour away from Bombay Central Station, from where we had to catch this intercity train. So we had to go from center walking or by car or taxi to station, from Kandivali take train, change to Bombay Central, Bombay Central to Ahmedabad, Ahmedabad to Abu Road, Abu Road we used to take bus, and from Mount Abu we had to get our luggage on bullock cart or from laborers. Now, when we, because when we used to come in early days, we had to carry our bucket from center, our bedding. We used to bring our bedding for train and for here, and tollies, our luggage, etc. And if there are 10 of BK family with us, naturally, being instrument, I had to be responsible to see that all luggage is in a short time taken out from train, transferred to another, like that. Now, at Bombay Central, some center from Mumbai proper, because Kandivali is 45 minutes to 1 hour away from main central station junction, and from center they sent me a small basket, maybe about 12 mangoes, because we usually used to come in March, April, May, and it was mango season. So sister in charge from Mumbai sent me 12 mangoes in a basket. Now somewhere or other I forgot it, that I had brought those mangoes. After looking after everything else and getting everything from one to another transport. So when I came to Madhuban, I realized that I have forgotten mangoes. So I went to Baba and said, Baba, I'm sorry, I forgot those mangoes that Nimuban had given me in Mumbai. I forgot them. So Baba saw how honest I was. I didn't wait for Baba to ask me, because many times they send note also that Baba, I'm sending mango with Nirmala Ben or something like that. So that's how I think from that time Baba told me I am honest. And when I came to Gyan Dadi, Nirmal Shanta was in Mumbai. So after about, I came in 62 and so nearly 63, and in 64 Dadi Prakashmani came to Mumbai and Dadi Nirmal Shanta was going to Calcutta. And Dadi Nirmal Shanta was quite loving and she sustained me with all sorts of gyan and yoga and feeding me and looking after me. And every weekend, special Sunday, it was holiday for my medical practice. So I used to spend whole day in Mumbai center. So when she was leaving, everybody thought I will shed some tears or cry or I will feel sorry that Dadi Nirmal Shanta is going somewhere. But I didn't do that. I said, okay, if Dadi Nirmal Shanta is going, Dadi Prakashmani is there. So for me, it didn't make much difference. So Baba gave me this title of totally detached. So that's how Baba was watching all our activities. Because Baba's drishti and discrimination power was so powerful that by just seeing you walking and dressing and talking and all, he will know what sort of soul this is. So I think since then he gave this title of being totally detached also. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, thank you. Did you hear Didi say about the bucket? When they were carrying, you carry the bedding to Madhavana and also a bucket? Didi, do you want to just say briefly what the bucket was for?
To take shower.
So from Bombay?
Because in Madhavan, we never used to have so many buckets. Now each bathroom is having two buckets. Each bed has got their good mattress. But we had to bring our bedding by train.
And bucket. Okay. Thank you so much, Didi. Thank you for sharing.